The following is a production of DallasCowboys.com and the Dallas Cowboys Football Club.
How about them Cowboys? Yeah!
Go Cowboys!
Blowing out of the backfield, exploding down the sideline.
This is Hanging with the Boys, presented by Wingstop, where flavor gets its wings. Now, your hosts, Nate Newton, Kurt Daniels, Jesse Holley, and Shannon Gross.
It is Tuesday. Too bad we can't say Victory Tuesday, but nonetheless, it is still Tuesday. You can say Taco Tuesday. The show must go on. You're looking live at Tostitos Championship Plaza outside the Ford Center at Star in Frisco, Texas, where it is 52 degrees. The high is 54. The low is 33. In Miami, it's 81 degrees, mostly cloudy. High of 81, low tonight is 63.
Man. That's Shannon. He's Nate. This is Kurt. In the back is Chris Beam keeping us on. I am Zaddy Holly. Together we make Hanging with the Boys, the sports talk equivalent of Braille people.
Feel us.
When we speak.
Brought to you each and every day, even on down days like this, by Wingstop.
Especially on down days like this.
Flavor gets its wings.
Yes, Cook hitting his crop dusting, got a six-pointer for us.
6 points. Yes, took him long enough to get him involved.
Yes.
So much to talk about. First off, let's start on a high note. How was everyone's holiday? Happy Kwanzaa, by the way.
You're funny.
he would go like that, right?
How was everyone's holiday?
He would go like that.
What?
Happy Kwanzaa. You would go like that.
Laughing because last week I wouldn't let you leave without saying
I know. Happy Kwanzaa. And then after we left and I got home, I was like, you know what? I didn't even really acknowledge it. I was like, Jesse was trying to get me to say it. I just kind of said it, brushed it off. I was like, I need to make sure I say that today.
That's hilarious.
How was y'all's holiday?
It's good.
Good?
Very good.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. How was yours?
Oh, man, mine was beautiful.
Beautiful?
Oh, yes, sir.
Good food?
Good, man.
Good gifts?
Just me and my wife sitting up in the house chilling, and we got the grandkids, they stuff, and man, I got grown behind kids, and I still get them gifts. I'm like, stop with this foolishness. I wish I had the heart of Jesse where I could just give to all the kids people, and then all you grown relatives, cutting y'all.
Yeah, I don't do grown-ups. I don't do grown-ups.
I'll be trying to tell my kid, y'all need to stop with these gifts. But, Daddy, your gifts are so good because they come in green.
Can't lose with that one.
Always good to get green.
Yeah.
Always good to get green. All right. Well, congratulations.
We got him covered.
Yeah, we got Kurt.
Okay.
Kurt says good.
Yeah, he said it was good.
Hey, can I give a quick shout out for you?
Absolutely.
Yes, sir.
Anytime you talk, you just get on.
It's a miracle, bro.
Down visiting my wife's family outside of Austin.
And they talk?
Little town. Oh, yeah, they talk. Little town out there. I walk into this party, and I hear, Hanging with the Boys.
Yeah.
My man, Dusty Kotlicek, he's a big fan down there.
Nice. Enjoyed, last name.
Yeah, no doubt. Enjoyed talking with him and his dad, Daniel. They're big Cowboys fans, and he's a huge fan of the show. They're coming to the game this weekend.
So awesome.
Thanks, Dusty.
Ooh,
Dusty.
Man. Thanks, man.
Dusty,
wow.
And Daniel,
man.
Dusty.
What was that town?
Smithville, Texas.
Smithville.
Yeah. Miss Dan, you heard what he said about your family.
She knows. She's the head of mine.
Awesome. Chris, how was your Christmas?
Oh, we had a great Christmas.
Yeah.
Santa Claus came, brought gifts.
Yeah.
Great. Yeah.
Chris brought the family to work today.
Yes, we did.
So his kids are back there.
One really wants to talk right now.
Wait, we can't. Oh,
which one?
It cost us for him to come
home.
The big one? Yeah. Put him on the air.
Put him on the air. Say,
what was your favorite Christmas present?
Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse?
Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. Awesome, man.
Across the Spider-Verse.
And across the Spider-Verse.
Oh, very cool. I'm glad you got that.
Yeah. Awesome. That in.
Yeah, good job. Kurt, congratulations on picking the score. Just kidding. Jesse actually got
it. Hey!
Kurt.
I got it right, really.
Kurt, you missed it by 9. Jesse missed it by 8.
Yes, sir.
Well, what about?
Unfortunately, no one got the pod pick on our show. Tyreek Hill had the most receptions. We all picked Ferguson and Waddle.
Yeah.
Everybody on our show picked Ferguson or Waddle.
I picked CeeDee Lamb. He was close.
You did pick CeeDee Lamb, but he didn't get it.
Which is weird. Which is weird.
And he should have.
Which is weird.
I got this one in the back.
Yeah, let's talk. Okay, by, Costas in Jersey, you missed it by 15. You were our call-in winner. So let's talk about. Let's just start the show with that. Why did CD disappear? Do we have any idea what the hell happened for, 15, 20 minutes of the game?
He doesn't know.
15, 20 minutes.
And he sounds.
Probably 30 or 40 minutes.
He sounds really.
Frustrated.
Fed up, maybe, with, like, because it's where it works. When you make it a priority and you.
CeeDee Lamb finished with 6 catches for
118 yards, 19.
He had 5 average. Of them in the first 2 possessions.
Which, if you look at that, you're like, he had a hell of a game. And then you're like, wait a minute, he had that by halftime. And
yeah. By the first quarter.
He had like 101 yards at like halftime.
Yeah.
Something like that. Yeah. Or 90-something yards with halftime.
93 in the first quarter.
And Tyreek Hill had 9 over a whole game with only 99 yards.
But his came in the second half when you needed him the most.
Needed it.
I don't.
Was he not getting open?
No. Because you know what I thought? Then I went back and I watched the TV copy, and there were moments in the game where they would kind of like do a double team. But for the most part, they played their regular coverage. Yeah. They didn't do anything overly special for CeeDee Lamb. They didn't travel Jalen Ramsey on him. And that's the part where, and I made a video that I put on Twitter, at Mr. Fourth and Long. I played on teams, and Nate, you can probably attest to this as well. I played on football teams, Cincinnati, Dallas, a couple coffee, and New England. But mainly in Cincinnati and Dallas, where QB1 and WR1, there was a connection there. If we go a series, if we go 2 series, and you ain't got the ball, that quarterback will just go, listen, hey, do a smoke screen. I'm throwing you the ball right now.
Just let you touch it.
Just let you get a feel.
It's like when you go to the horse track and you're like, I don't care if the favorite, if I'm lose money on it, I just want to cash a ticket. Just know what it feels like.
Like, it's like if you got a shoot on the basketball court. Hey, we've been out of court 4 or 5 times and you ain't get one up. Listen, I'm giving it to you. I'm going to come screen for you. Jack one up. It's just, I mean, I've been in situations where Tony and Dez, they've had a couple series that Dez ain't get the ball. Hey, I don't care what the play is. It's a run and play, whatever. Smoke screen. Just throw it out there to him. Yeah. Just let him feel it. And for CD to start the way that he started that game, I'm like, oh, he's on his way to 200.
Yeah.
I'm in text groups on my phone. And they're like, oh, CeeDee Lamb will get 200 today. Mm-hmm. And then you start looking around. You're going, oh, a quarter pass? With half?
Does he hurt?
Another quarter pass?
I wondered if the defense had changed.
No.
But he said it didn't.
It didn't.
So is that a McCarthy play calling or a Dak
both.
Looks?
Both.
Problem?
Because I feel as the quarterback.
Not even Wednesday.
I believe, as the quarterback, that is the part of the feel of the game. That is a part of knowing the culture of your team. Because when you have, and I'm putting CeeDee Lamb in the conversation of the elite type receivers, Tyreek Hill, Jamar Chase, I'm putting CeeDee in that conversation this year. When you have those special kind of players, I can take random wide receiver A and run a 6-yard stop route, hitch, give him the football. It may be a 6-7-yard gain, completion, whatever. But to those special level of players, I can call the same route at the same distance with the same defender on him, and that be a 30-yard gain. Because they're that special. Yeah. So to me, it didn't matter how you got him the ball. Slant, hitch, smoke screen, dig, whatever it is, it's get him the football because what he can do with the football in his hands is far greater than anything else, anyone else on your football team could do. And for the offensive play caller to not have, I'm like, hell, even other coaches, hey, coach, hey, you know, CeeDee had the ball in 4 series. Let's try to find 88, right? And for the quarterback, this is where you have to have that sense of, hold on now, things ain't kind of go. Let me go get this connection right. Let me go here and see if I can't get something going right here. That's the part I just don't understand.
Okay.
Mr. Newton, your turn.
No. I'm giving it all to you because one thing bothered me the whole game. But this – now, can you say that same thing, but when you take CD name out and put Tony Pollard name in that place? Because I feel really the same way. How – 13 touches? Tony Pollard? And I rarely ever bring up money because when you get on the field, it don't matter who makes the most money. It matters who's making the plays. But where's Tony Pollard disappeared to? Where? What is the issue here? You cannot tell me in December that we've lost two games in December? When we're supposed to be trying – from everybody telling me, from all these experts – this is where you want to get hot at. This is where things get rolling. We have two players that I think that are special. One is elite, and that is Lamb. And the other guy is special, that is Tony. What has happened here? You go from the middle of the second quarter almost into the fourth quarter without these guys showing up. What's wrong? What is wrong?
Nick had a column after the game that he felt like the run game was – I mean, that was a big reason why we lost. It just couldn't – 3.9 yards a carry or something like that. And like you said, he didn't touch the ball much. Was that the biggest factor in them losing this game? Or
They lost this game. They lost this game on one series. And that was at the end of the game. Dak did what he had to do to get them to lead, and then they came down. And this is what I've been talking about all year. Can you make the play? Can you, as the biggest player on defense, multiple players or single player, that's what it came down to. If we would have stopped them, got them off the field, or a turnover, Cowboys win the game, am I correct?
Yes.
They not only drove it down, but messed around long enough for the clock to go down, for all of our timeouts to be gone. We lost the game, so everybody can put whatever they – oh, they did this, how they did – this came down to man on man, are you good enough? One series, we were not good enough.
Didn't you all feel like when it came down to that series, it was like you could almost sense exactly what was going to happen? They're going to go down, they're going to get within the 20, the 30-yard line, run it out of time, kick a field goal, and game's over. I mean, that's just what we're programmed to feel like.
I'm thinking.
I just can't get over that hump.
When you look at it, it's two things go back into that last play, that last series. When you look at it, that last series was 12 plays.
Yes.
64 yards, 3 minutes and 27 seconds. That was the last time they had 20 seconds, 3 minutes, 27 seconds, and they got the ball back. When you look at that play, that series, it's something that we've talked about, right? 6-yard run, A-chain. 15-yard penalty on there. There's the undisciplined,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right? There's a penalty showing up again, right? He already got six. You gave him 15 more. Then 9 yards to Cedric Wilson. Then it was
– who we wanted to keep, Jesse.
Yeah. It was a short pass, 9 yards to Cedric Wilson. Short pass, 5 yards to Tyreek Hill. Incomplete. There's a short pass to the tight end, Engel. And then they just basically said, run.
Wow, where have we heard this before?
Game over.
Where have we heard?
And to Nate's point, he's absolutely right. Like, this is the part when you're talking about defense. It's not all about, you know, making all the splash plays all the time. Can you make the plays when it matters the most? The offense did their part. They said, hey, we're going to go down here. We're going to give you the lead. 3 minutes, 27 seconds left to go in the game. Make a play. Make a play. Someone, anybody, make a play. And against the good quality teams, the Cowboys have not been able to make the play. And when you look at the playoffs, that's what it's going to come down to. It's going to come down to those type of moments. In the fourth quarter, can you go down and make the plays when you need to make them the most?
That's interesting because I wondered which side fall side of the fence you'd fall on, because like the defense, I mean, you give up 22 points, you know, that's, you should win. That's what I'm asking. But is your offense only got you 20? But you're putting this on the defense because they didn't make that.
No. This is where this. Do you want to go farther in the playoffs than you ever went? This was the time to show people. You only have to win by 1 point.
You remind us that every week.
If I would be saying the same thing if it was 20-19, we were down by that 1 point, and our offense had to go down and get a stat with 3:27 left. What I'm saying is both sides of the ledger, whoever it falls on, whether it was a special teams play, whoever it falls on, do you have the dogs enough to suck it up and make the play? You still lose as a team, regardless of who was on the field last. You still lose as a team. But you have to, at some point, show the world that you can make that play. Whether it's offensively, defensively, or special team, don't you have to show the world at some time you have to make this play? Now, a lot of people saying, I listened to Isaiah on his show, he's saying, well, now we in a playoff atmosphere without the consequences. You know, we've been like this every December. We've been like this. Okay, well, we go play the NFC. Let's say we're fortunate enough to play the NFC South. We go and we beat them, but then you steal the Boombox Boys. And I know everybody, like, oh, man, look what the Ravens did. We ain't the Ravens.
Yeah, but stop that.
Stop. So we ain't the Ravens. So the Boombox Boys, can you do it, you know? So,
all right, let's take our first break. When we come back, let's talk about that first drive. Are you mad at it the way it ended or not? And something we don't, on this show, we don't like to talk about.
Doctor's appointments?
Those two.
Oh.
No, we love to talk about those. We just don't like to make them. Is there a Micah Parsons bias? When we come back on Hanging with the Boys.
Fall is here, and that means football is back, bringing all the delicious game day foods with it. As you prep for all the big games, tailgates, and watch parties, let Yo Quiero be your one-stop destination for all things home gating. Yo Quiero's fresh, flavorful, ready-to-serve guacamole, made with real Hass avocados, will score taste bud touchdowns as you cheer on the Cowboys. Yo Quiero's wide range of mouth-watering and versatile products can be found in your local grocery store's produce or deli section. Grab some today.
Star Sports Tours is the only official fan travel partner of the Dallas Cowboys, offering exclusive game weekend travel packages with pregame sideline access and photo ops with current players, cheerleaders, and Cowboy legends. You want to stay at a team hotel, attend the best tailgate party in Texas, tour the Star, and talk X's and O's with me, Everson Walls? With Star Sports Tours, you can. Visit CowboysTravel.com. to book your travel package today.
SeatGeek has your back no matter what kind of Cowboys fan you are. So whether you're a diehard fan or a don't really care fan, a we got them next time fan or we'll never win again fan, a here for the tailgate fan or a first one through the gates fan, SeatGeek not only makes buying and selling tickets easier than ever before, they made just about everything else easier too. So whether you're a here every week fan or haven't been here in years fan, SeatGeek has you covered. Download the SeatGeek app today. SeatGeek, your ticket to great Dallas Cowboys seats.
How's Wingstop sound? Crispy, juicy, classic wings. Made to order, cooked to perfection. And sauced and tossed in those 11 soul-satisfying flavors. Paired with hand-cut seasoned fries, house-made honey mustard, blue cheese, or signature Wingstop ranch. And, of course, spicy Cajun fried corn. I think you've heard enough. Get your flavor delivered at Wingstop.com.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Back to
the Boys.
Welcome back to the second segment of Hanging with the Boys, brought to you each and every day, even on days like today, by blockchain.com. Mm. Thank you, blockchain.com. I'm just pronounced a word while ago, and y'all let it slide. I said, is there a Michael Parsons biased?
You didn't pronounce the word wrong.
That's all right.
It's supposed to be bias.
Bias?
Yeah, in that situation.
And not
maybe,
an ED. Yeah. Come on, Kurt.
You're the grammar police. Same word. You know, he didn't mispronounce it.
Bias?
Tense.
We'll get to that in a minute. I know we don't like to blame referees or talk about refs on the show, but I think we need to at least bring it up. Did y'all have a problem with the use of Hunter Lipke in the first quarter on that first drive?
When you said they lost the game, I might have said they lost the game on the first series.
But I don't think I have a problem with it.
What's our caller that always calls
in? Yes, because
what's his name?
I have someone that texts Archer, always texts me during games, and he's like, use the run. And he texts me that first drive. He's like, there's my man. And then he just like was like, whoa. Didn't need to say anything else. But like, I don't have a problem with it because it seemed to be working. And maybe he did what you told him to do, Nate, and he went in there and said, give me the ball. Like,
well, if it was working, they never went back to a game. He didn't touch the ball again.
He didn't. But I mean, I don't have a problem with it. Do you guys, I know a lot of people are like, look, he doesn't touch the ball all year and you give it to him on the goal line and changes your momentum.
Time out.
What? Oh, here we go.
What do you mean it was working? What do you mean it was working?
Well, I mean,
he had one catch for 8 yards.
He touched what I meant.
And he had
converted a first down.
He had two carries for 3 yards.
Converted
first
down.
He had a total of 11 yards.
I know, but what I'm saying is here they were banging. Okay, that came out.
Hey, that's what I'm talking about, baby.
What a weekend was good.
Talking about,
you really know what you did this weekend.
Let's go. Let's go.
Subliminal.
Wrong day to bring the family.
Come on, baby.
No, not saying.
We got kids in the back.
Yes.
Sorry, Chris.
No, they didn't hear that, but I am definitely going to save that as a joke.
Yes. That's how we like to do it on this show, baby.
Wow.
I thought it was funny. I did think it was too. Funny.
Well, we thought it was funny, too.
First series,
they do?
Four times you touch the ball, and then you never see him again.
Because he fumbled a touchdown.
Well,
he was probably scoring on that play, too, wasn't he?
Who knows?
He was scoring on that play.
Yeah, I don't have no problem with it.
I don't either.
Yeah. Not in this situation here. I don't. You know, you look back and, you know, everybody and they say, yeah, they should have gave it to Tony Pollard. I mean, you ain't been giving it to Tony Pollard. So, I mean, you found other folks to give it to. I mean, this kid was just as good as the next. So, I don't have a problem. As long as you understand, I just believe that. And maybe a lot of people say don't do it because you're jinx folks. But if I'm doing something that's new in the game or we're doing something, we always have little things we say, hey, man, make sure you get this ball or, you know, be on the right track. I mean, that's what we used to do back in the old school days. But I guess that y'all, they too smart to do that now.
Just remind somebody.
Yeah, just remind, hey, man, make sure you got this thing. You know, man, I don't know. I don't have a problem with it. I really don't. That right there was not a determining factor. Whether we lost someone in this game, it would have made McDaniel's call plays different. Maybe, I don't know, but all I know was we was leading with 3 minutes and 20 something seconds left in the game. We was leading this game. I know that. So maybe we would have been up by six if he would have scored. I don't know.
Okay, just wanted to air that out.
Yes.
Since we've talked about, he said he didn't have a problem with it.
Yeah. Well, I just.
Nah, I don't. As long as he what, Kurt?
Man, yeah. I mean, people want to keep pushing this Hunter, and I don't have a problem with the kid. And I don't want to sound like I'm bashing the kid, but we keep trying to but people want to introduce Hunter Lipke into the run game and the run scheme. Fix the original issue,
right?
Mm-hmm. Fix that issue. Before you start trying to add layers to stuff, fix the issue, right? Like, let's not continue to put all the fancy stuff on the car and the engine is crap. Like, fix that issue first. And then once we have that issue fixed, Hunter Lipke got his first goal line touch on that series, and he fumbled it. Like, think about that for a second.
Yeah.
Like, the first goal line series that he's touched the ball this year, he fumbled it. Fix the other problem first. And once you have that fixed, then you can start adding layers to different things. Well, when you start just grasping for straws, you're too late in the year now to start grasping for straws. This has to be a defining portion of your season. We're fine-tuning ourselves, not adding wrinkles to our game plan. No, we're fine-tuning our game plan. And when you start adding these wrinkles into it for no apparent reason, you have these mishaps, right? Like I have nothing against Hunter Lipke, but people keep trying to push this narrative that he's better than what he is because what he did at North Dakota State, and God bless all of the Bison.
Yeah.
God bless all of the Bison people. But that ain't this, and this ain't that.
You know, this is a really big hotbed for North Dakota State because they play in the Frisco Bowl.
Yeah.
Almost every year. Yeah. They usually win their conference or what are they, D2 or whatever?
FCS?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. And they usually play up in the Frisco Bowl. So they descend down here of year.
Like, it's packed.
It's, yeah, and they bring everybody. Yeah. And they stay in Frisco. And the sports bars up here love them because they come and they spend money because they're just happy to be out of the cold. They're like, I can actually get out of the house.
They're like, 55?
Yeah.
We'll take it.
Yeah.
T-shirts and shorts.
Yeah, there you go.
But I don't know. I just think, to Nate's point, 12 carries for Tony Pollard?
Yeah.
12?
One pass.
See, being hurt because Dowdle had 2 carries yesterday. He had only like 3 the week before, and they couldn't – I mean, is that an issue that he's not getting help there, or is it just they're not giving him the
issue,
ball?
The issue I have is this kid can alleviate some of your offensive line problems. By I would like to think that – Miami didn't have good tackling linebackers, or they couldn't cover guys. But they kind of proved me wrong yesterday. They was everywhere. But I just envisioned Tony from last year when they gave him all that money. I said to myself, now we're going to really see him out in the flats. We're going to really see him running screens. We're going to really see him running outside. We're going to really – And it seems like now all we want to do is just one cut right up the middle. Everybody kind of can zero in on him. But he's a better player than that, I think.
Tony has, and please don't kill me for saying this, he has Christian McCaffrey ability.
Wow.
If
anybody kill you for that, it's dumb.
I'm not saying that he's Christian McCaffrey. But what I'm saying is that he can be used in a plethora of ways.
Am I just imagining this? But didn't they used to put him out in routes, like as a receiver?
And at least put him in the slot.
He used to run out a lot of when he was at Memphis.
Memphis. But I mean, when he was here last year, year before.
Now they would just put him out there. They would never really throw him the ball. Okay.
But he has that. And that, to Nate's point, I thought the same thing. I thought, okay, this thing's about to get.
Yeah.
Christian McCaffrey, like this is going to be a kid that they use in a multitude of ways. And I think, man, shoot, that would have been great because it gives you another option of a playmaker getting the ball in space and he has the advantage to use his gifts. But I don't know, man. It just seems like putting all the pieces together has been.
Who's the running back coach?
Oh,
he just came back. He was out for the health. Shoot, what is his name? I can't think of his name, but
Chris might know. I can look
it up. I'm Jeff Blasco.
That's right.
Yeah, I need to meet him. Just ask him why. one thing about me, bro. I don't say a lot. I talk to several coaches that I don't say a lot. But that's we're in week 17, 15, 16. And Tony, besides the first few weeks of the season, where has he been? I mean, the first 8 weeks, 9 weeks, I'm like, okay, they're building him up. They don't want to get him tired. They don't want to get him beat up. But he done went from not getting beat up to not playing. That's Jesse would get more special team plays than this kid getting now. on average, how many special team plays would you play, Jess?
Shoot, 10, 12.
He had over 70 rushing yards in his first 3 games and has done so only once since.
Well, and I know the offensive line has not played well against
But this is why you use him in the passing game. Yes. This is why you use him on China routes, hour routes, Texas routes, return routes, rail routes, wheel routes. I mean, there are tunnel screens. I mean, there are a ton of ways that you can use him. Like, he should finish the game. Like, if you want to be honest, Tony Pollard should be able to finish games with 10 to 12. About 15. If we're breaking it down, he should be in the passing game with at least 8-7 targets, and then in the rushing game between 15 and 17 carries. Yeah. Like that's what he should be in there. That's where his productivity should be at.
Anywhere between 20 and 26 touches.
That's where his productivity should be at. Like, and he has the ability to do so, and I think it gives you another option when you want to do stuff. Now linebackers have to cheat up. Safeties have to watch out for him. You know, we saw last week with James Cook. They designed a play where they had James Cook being guarded by Damone Clark. And he seeped out the backfield and ran a corner route. And it was a layup. Mm-hmm. It was a layup.
And I'm going to pronounce the kid Raheem. I just say Raheem.
Raheem Mostert.
This dude, I don't know if Tony's fast as him, but I know Tony's just as quick as him. And Mike McDaniel don't have a problem with using him. I like the kid in 49ers land. I mean, it's several backs in the league is getting used in this way that we are talking about. I mean, Tony Pollard make a great play, and you can just bet, hey, okay, he's going to run to the sideline, and they're going to replace him with a lesser player. That's whether it's Dowdle or the kid Lemsky. That's a lesser player than what Tony is.
All right, let's take our last break. When we come back, let's talk about, is there a Micah Parsons bias or biased?
Bot is.
Yeah, or that too. When we come back on the last segment of Hanging with the Boys.
I'm Dak Prescott, quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys.
And they snap it to Prescott, who looks right. It's not there. He escapes left. He'll run for a first down.
Just like football, when it comes to crypto, it's important to have a team you can trust. With blockchain.com, I know I'm in good hands. Since 2011, they've been trusted by millions around the world to buy, sell, and trade cryptocurrency.
Prescott's going to run this himself. Run it up the middle, and he scores.
Whether you're new to crypto or an active trader, they've got you covered. What are you waiting for? Get started at blockchain.com.
How's Wingstop sound? Crispy, juicy, classic wings. Made to order, cooked to perfection. And sauced and tossed in those 11 soul-satisfying flavors. Paired with hand-cut seasoned fries, house-made honey mustard, blue cheese, or signature Wingstop ranch. And, of course, spicy Cajun fried corn. I think you've heard enough. Get your flavor delivered at Wingstop.com.
SeatGeek has your back no matter what kind of Cowboys fan you are. So whether you're a diehard fan or a don't-really-care fan, a we-got-them-next-time fan or we'll-never-win-again fan, a here-for-the-tailgate fan or a first-one-through-the-gates fan, SeatGeek not only makes buying and selling tickets easier than ever before, they make just about everything else easier, too. So whether you're a here-every-week fan or haven't been here in years fan, SeatGeek has you covered. Download the SeatGeek app today. SeatGeek, your ticket to great Dallas Cowboys seats.
James Wright here, your 2022 Dallas Cowboys fan of the year. You know how much I love my Cowboys, and I am thrilled to be talking to you about the 2023 Fan of the Year award presented by Captain Morgan. We're looking for the ultimate Cowboys fan to spice up the game. That means you eat, sleep, and breathe the Dallas Cowboys. If that's you, or if you know someone like me, then go to dallascowboys.com/fan of the year and you could win tickets to Super Bowl 58 and so much more. Enter today.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Back to Hanging with the Boys.
Hang
Bang Bang.
Welcome back to the final segment. Oh, hanging with God. The boys.
Why don't talk on the show?
Each and every day brought to you by Hey Jigsaw, the official dating partner.
Is that Friday?
Bang Bang Bang, the Dallas Cowboys.
The movie Friday. That's movie Friday. Yeah.
What did he say? Yeah.
Another one of our off-air conversations that you guys should be a part of at some point. We should sell in-studio tickets for the show.
Pull the curtain back. A VIP packet to the tour.
Yeah, there you go.
You know, I was just thinking something that was real weird, something that's way off kilter. I wonder what they do with all that food when they done cooked all that food over there and no one shows up to work.
I got a lot.
It's a great question.
Yeah, I'm like, who do you what charity? What?
It's probably like they do at training camp. You have sausage in the morning,
right?
And then you have.
Wait a minute!
Whoa.
What do you have in the
what?
Training? I told y'all them training camp bars and get you every single time.
You have kebabs at lunch, and then you have vegetable soup.
It is
soup, and it's just the same stuff, just repurposed. Never mind. Yeah. All right, let's move on.
Whoa!
All right, I know we don't. None of us. Maybe Kurt. I don't know. Kurt's never been real demonstrative on this on this show, but I think the three
for
of us
good reason it seems
agree on something. Every game, no matter how bad the officiating is, don't blame the officials. Don't let it get to that point. Don't let it affect the game. Put them away. Do whatever you got to do. But there's definitely a narrative out there that Michael Parsons gets held 4, 5, 6, 7, 20 times a game. And I think I saw a stat. There hasn't been a holding penalty called on him in 36 or 38 quarters. 38 quarters.
Since October.
Yeah. And you can see it's some of them are blatant. Some of them are, you know, and they say you can call holding on every play and all that. There was a picture of him from the Dolphins game where a guy had him around the waist and a guy had him around the neck, and they didn't call anything. Yeah. And then to just kind of rub it in his face a little bit, he hits the quarterback. In a step or less, you're supposed to get two steps. And he said after the game, they couldn't even really tell him why they called it roughing the passer, that the intent that he had to hit the quarterback was malicious or whatever. And he even said, I don't even know what
punishment or whatever.
Yeah, I don't even know what roughing the passer is anymore because you can't hit the quarterback in what used to be roughing the passer. So is Micah so good that they've kind of stopped calling penalties against him, and then it's even more, I guess, more. Is he a target now for penalties like that, and then a no target for holding calls? What do you guys think as players? I mean, is this something that happens around the league, and it's just Micah's on our team, so we notice it more, or is there really something – is he really that good that he's getting extra attention on both sides of the ball?
I don't know how to play this one. He didn't maliciously come after the game. He didn't maliciously come after the refs. Mm-hmm. You know, he said he's a little confused. You see where they hold him. I mean, back in our day, man, we'd have lost our job. If we was holding like they holding this kid, we'd have lost our jobs. The coach would be like, "Nah, bro, you you can't do it like that. You can't play for us," because they would have called a lot of those.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. In today's NFL, I don't look at enough other teams' special guys to know. Like the other guys that I think that he's in that category is the guys from the Steeler guy,
T.J. Watt.
Yeah, he's sweet. And
Miles Garrett.
You see, I don't look at him as Miles Garrett because that's a different built, different.
Dude, you talking about a tank.
God. See,
I know you love him.
You know I do.
When Parsons is rushing and they kind of grab Parsons, they kind of can stop him. Like if they grab T.J. Watts like that, they can't. You ain't stopping.
He's going for a ride.
Dude in Cleveland. Mm-hmm. He taking you right on, you know. So, but anyway.
It's a weird one, isn't it?
It's very weird. It's very weird. I feel sorry for the guy, and my only thing to him is, you know, and this is sorry what I'm about to say. I guess that comes with being a great player.
Mm. Yeah. I think both can be true. I think that it is unfair because, let's be honest, like if there are some blatant holding penalties that happen on Michael Parsons and that aren't called. But also, Micah doesn't help his case. Because Micah gets on his podcast, and he publicly talks about the refs. He publicly says things about the refs. And we all know, if the refs don't watch it, they kids watch it. They friends watch
Somebody's telling them.
Somebody's telling them. And you never know what crew you're going to get week in and week out. I mean, until the week of the game, you know what crew you're going to get. But they're human. They're human. They know what's going on. And maybe Micah can sell it more. I know that's a weird thing to say, but maybe he can be more demonstrative about it, flare more. I know he wants to get after the quarterback and he wants to have that type of energy. But I think both are true. I think Micah complains a lot publicly about it, but I also think, yes, some of that he could publicly complains about is true. And it's an unfortunate situation because him being our guy, being the guy for the Cowboys defensively, you want the advantage. You want to say, hey, if our guy's not getting home, there must be an issue. It's kind of like when we used to see penalties happen on Zach Martin, like a holding penalty, 70. They have to be wrong. Mm-hmm. That doesn't happen. Mm-hmm. His whole career said that doesn't happen, right? So like now you're like, man, Micah Parsons didn't get to the quarterback. Something had to happen for him not to get to the quarterback. So it's unfortunate. It really, really, really is unfortunate that he's not getting the calls.
It's almost comical at this point.
It is. It's a wild situation. And also, you know, Jerry had his comments a year or so ago. He had the Halloween costume about the refs being blind. I mean, those type of things can't help you.
Those
right?
are things you don't think about. Like you go, you know what?
Those things don't help you much. I mean, that'll fall right into the conspiracy theories folks lap, and they'll take that and run with it. But yeah, I mean, all these guys are human. These refs aren't full time. So I don't know. It's a weird thing that I just don't necessarily have the answer to it.
Does the team do anything? Like, I know they can send tape into the league and say, hey, this is – I mean, can they work the back channels and say, look, we know you can't call it every time, but since October, that's ridiculous, you know?
Before the game, a lot of times you'll see coaches before the game go to referees and go, hey, man, like, just kind of greasing up a little bit, like, you know, hey, if the other team – it's like if we play the Eagles. It's like, hey, you know – watch their right tackle. Like, he jumps out, right? Like, you know, Lane Johnson.
Hell, they did that to LP a few years ago.
Yeah, the snap.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. So you can grease up the referees before the game to kind of get them, you know, at least thinking about it and looking at it. But, I mean, send them your tape, you know, talk to them and stuff like that. But I don't know. I don't have the answer. It sucks. It sucks because he's our guy. But it's a tough deal, man.
All right. Well, there you go. Some crazy games over the weekend and yesterday. Oh, by the way, shout out to Amari Cooper. Became only the second player ever to have over 200. Nui, go sit down. Go take a break. Go walk it off. Man? You got 3 minutes. Second player ever in the history of the league to have 200 receiving yards
with salt in the wounds, man.
Three different teams. You know who the other one was?
Three other ones.
Yep. T.O., both of them had little stops through here. That's crazy. What do you have, 260?
Four, something like that.
264. And he's not here anymore. We got rid of that guy.
Yeah.
Who's throwing it to him? Flacco?
Yeah.
Flacco.
Joe Flacco. Which is crazy in of itself.
Imagine having this CD with Amari Cooper. Like, Amari Cooper will be your two.
And then Brandon Cooks is your three? That'd be stupid.
But
We wouldn't get him the ball.
We wouldn't get him the ball. We would go quarters without getting him the ball. I'm fighting for you, my boy. I'm fighting for you, CD.
Don't worry. We'll throw it to Tolbert.
All right, so question for you guys. We are where we are. We've got, what, two games left?
Yes.
We've got, what, Lions and
Washington Commanders that don't command nothing.
It's a
nothing.
Big week for you, man.
Washington.
For your boy.
Jimmy.
Yeah.
And that's what scares me, because whenever you have these special ceremonial games,
there's going to be a lot going on.
They never seem to go to the home team's way. No. I'm like, come on, coach.
It's a Saturday game, right?
Yes.
Night.
Short week.
Saturday night.
So how do you guys
run up your alley, ain't it?
What?
Short week.
Stop. Bang, 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 baby.
Bang, bang, bang.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's our new keyword now.
How do you guys – do you guys feel any different after this game?
Yes.
Better, worse?
Worse.
Worse?
Yes.
Playoffs, one and done? Is that how you feeling?
One and – yeah. Well, if the done is Santa Clara.
Boombox boys.
Yeah. Right now, if it ends, where – or who are we playing right now?
Tampa.
I haven't looked that up. So we're playing in Tampa here, right?
No.
No, we're going the road.
They would be at NFC, Tampa. They would be NFC South with us.
I don't know how good I feel about that game right now. I feel pretty good.
All I'm saying, y'all, is
as long as they stay at 500. If they get over 500, I feel a different kind of way. How you feel, Nate?
About what?
The Cowboys. State of the Cowboys right now. They going to make it to your NFC Championship game?
It's going to be hard, man.
That's what she said. All right, that's it.
Well, it's an ender.
End our show.
It's going to be hard.
Jesse, good seeing you. Nate, good seeing you.
You guys are on one today.
Kurt,
you want to be sure that you don't get the ball, get paid.
Be Chris, a good player.
Thanks for keeping us on the air. Jazz, thanks for keeping Chris company. Chris, thanks for – I'm sorry you brought your family to this show. You could have sent them out to get cookies or something.
Oh, they got cookies. Don't worry about it.
Hey,
all right.
That's how they got
here. Hope they had earmuffs in. What's my man's name?
Josh.
Josh, thanks for keeping us on the air. We'll be back tomorrow. What are we doing tomorrow? Cowboys offense? Lions defense?
Yes.
We'll bite some kneecaps tomorrow. See how we feel about that.
They better come ready to play this week.
Yeah. Bang, bang.
Bang, my love bang. Will go bang, 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 bang.
See you tomorrow. Same time, same place.
We out.
This has been a production of DallasCowboys.com and the Dallas Cowboys Football Club.
How about this, Cowboys? Yeah!